Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com.
What you need more of in life is more days of growth. And more days of growth doesn't happen at the end, it happens now. When you get that, everything changes. So if we all want this, why don't most people have it? Why don't most people have these things? Well, doubt. Doubt. You stop believing in yourself and you stop believing you are worth it. That's that fearful dragon. That is that mean, menacing voice in your head, sometimes it's even subtle. Most people struggle in their life because when they hear doubt, they stop. Successful people, when they hear doubt, they realize it's just a signal to learn. Soon as doubt becomes a signal in your head, oh, I'm doubting myself. What do I need to learn right now? Well, I need to get more competence. No, I need to learn I'm not being present. I need to learn I'm not being aware. I need to learn. Doubt is just saying, hey, brain, pay attention. It's not scary. Second thing that gets in our way, division. This kills progress. Why are we in the state of the world we have? It's because everyone's so divided. We're so judgmental. I noticed this happening so much in the pandemic that I started this little hashtag around the internet telling people, judge less, feel better. If you feel terrible, you're probably judging people too much. It's just real. If you feel terrible, you're locked in some kind of judgment against other people. You're dividing. See, humans, we want to be part of something, that belonging, that connection. But as soon as we judge, we break the connection. We create a false facade of labels between us and other people. We're division. You know what gets in your way? If you know what you want, if you know you want aliveness and connection, you know you want meaning and growth, what gets in the way of most people? It's what's killing everybody right now. Delay. Delay. You're waiting. You're waiting. You're waiting. Some of you have been waiting years. It's not going to get better until you change. So let me give you a simple framework of how to deal with these things. Number one, realize you got to turn doubt into belief. Belief. What does that mean? Doubt into belief. What does belief mean? Here's what you need to know. Belief is two things. Only two things that are gonna get you going each day and overcome the doubt. Doubt means number one, worthiness. If belief has to start with your sense of worth, your esteem for yourself. I am worthy of this success, just like she is. If you see people up here as different than you, you've already failed. Woo! You think I'm different than you? Why? Because my outfit? You think I'm different than you? Why? Because my haircut, which I am still doing since the pandemic by myself? What is it that makes me so different than you? See, as soon as we don't believe we're worthy of the same amount of success or experience as other people, I didn't know I'd be on stage one day. The first time I did my own seminar, it was in a room with 15 people. 15 people. Half were there free. When I count the 15 people, I count my mom, my sister, and the guy who kept coming in to refill the water. He counted. There's three right there. Three right there. Three right there. The guy who came in to help with the AV, that's four. They've got four people. I believed I could try because, you know, the other part about belief is capability. Do you believe you are capable, not capable now, capable of figuring it out?
Hey, it's Brendan. You know one question I never anticipated getting as the world's leading high performance coach? It's, Brendan, what kind of car do you drive? I never anticipated getting that, but I drive a Range Rover Sport. I love this thing. You know, when you look at the Range Rover Sport, you just know it's powerful, it's all-terrain, it's the thing in sporting luxury. But what a lot of people don't know is when you get in this thing, it's got this like cockpit-like experience inside. It feels amazing to drive it. Inside, there's noise cancellation, there's cabin air purification. They have massage seats, literally. I mean, this thing is awesome. It's my favorite drive. It's got the power, the performance, the agility that someone like me who's really into high performance cares about. You can go build your own Range Rover Sport at LandRoverUSA.com. That's LandRoverUSA.com.
Confidence is the belief in your ability to figure things out. Let me say it again. Confidence is your belief. It's what? Belief in your ability to figure things out. That's what confidence is academically. Belief in our ability to figure things out. You can figure this out. You can sell. You can connect. You can build for your family. If you don't believe you're worthy and that you can figure it out, go home and watch more Netflix. Someone else will take your earnings and give it to their family. Someone else has a belief. Someone else has a belief. Again, I told you I won't be always popular. My job as a high-performance coach is to push people. And I'm like, someone else will give that money to their family. Someone else believes that they are worthy and that they will figure it out, and you should believe it too. Second big breakthrough here is division becomes unity. Division becomes unity. You have to stop seeing her as different than you. You have to stop seeing her as different than you. Unity. You know what we all want? I know some of you are religious or believe in God, some of you might not, but in spirituality, the ultimate enlightenment that every spiritual leader in the history of the world figured out, enlightenment, all of enlightenment was unity, the concept of oneness. We are the same. We're in the flow of the universe or under God, similar. However you decide it, unity was always the breakthrough for the highest levels of enlightenment. I'm not separate than you. The separateness is tearing our country apart. The separateness is ripping you from your neighbor. The separateness is why you don't earn more money. Unity. You got to bring the people together again. This is your job as a leader. Bring them back together. Make that a fierce focus. That desire for connection, tap into that and create something that's united. We succeed together. This thing builds up together or it don't build up. Unity. Unity. You got to unite with each other at home, with your neighbor. You want growth? It comes from unity, not division.
Okay, my friend, I hope you enjoyed this episode of The Brendan Show. Tell some people about this episode. It's on each of us to spread positivity and empowerment during these times of chaos and negativity, right? So I'm asking you to be the dealer of hope and personal growth and education in your tribe. So take a screenshot right now and share the screenshot and this link to this episode with three of your friends today. Post it on social media. Use the hashtag Growth Day. That's hashtag Growth Day because that's the name of my company. And we're always giving away prizes to our community. If you'd like to help me personally, then please rate and review the podcast on Apple Podcasts. Give us some stars, cheer us on, leave a review because believe it or not, that stuff actually really does help. And I read all of them. So my last thought for today, please remember, you are stronger than you think and the future holds good things for you. Tomorrow can be an inspired day. Every new morning is a second chance. Every day is a great day to grow. We're thankful to have you here in the Growth Day community. So be sure to go deeper with us at growthday.com. Hey, it's Brendan, and I want to tell you about Circle and how powerful it is if you're trying to build your online community outside of Facebook groups. You know, I had this problem a couple years ago where I just started noticing when I was running a Facebook group, really Facebook was incentivized to kind of steal my customer and steal my audience. So they'd recommend other things I didn't like, or honestly, my members were losing my posts in the feed. I didn't really have the information or the data about the people in the group that I wanted. It was hard to actually communicate with them offline, out of the group. And most importantly, it was hard to sell stuff and have an actual business from it without driving them to other places. And then came along Circle. And it's just at the website circle.so. So just go to circle.so. And you can see that they have built this incredible platform that allows you to host a community, go live in that community, and really segment the community into these different spaces where you can give people access to different levels of content or community, which I absolutely love. Because, you know, in my businesses, I've got new people coming in, I've got paying members coming in, I've got all these different products or courses or programs, and they've always had these different logins, they've been all over the place. Now, with Circle, it's in one place. My community can meet there. They can post, I can post. We can use like multimedia posts as well. They can post video or audio, so can I. I can organize things, all of my content in very unique places and grant access to only some people. And of course, I can have my team in there moderating the whole community with me. Everybody needs this. Everyone's trying to build their community, but they struggle. Like, what system or what tools do you need to use or have? Trust me, building it out on your own, not an option. Too expensive, too time consuming. So go to circle.so and check it out. If you're trying to build a community and really maintain control of that community and do a great job serving them and building a business from it, go to circle.so. Hey, I wanted to hop in here and share with you my love for community. .com. Every major celebrity uses this. US presidents use this. The biggest companies in the world use this. They give you a 10-digit phone number
but it's kind of like having an inbox for your texting. You can segment it to people and they can reply back. And it's just really cool because you can also send video and you can send audio. And it's so beautiful of a design that it's really easy to figure out. You know, I don't like all those other systems that send out like some weird little code that you just know is like a promotion. The reason they called it community.com is because they really believe you have to have a text community in the modern era. Texting adds a whole other level. People open up their texts way more. It's way more, you know, effective as a promotional vehicle. And it's something that I deeply, deeply believe in. In fact, I invested in them and I've advised the senior team. I'm telling you what, my audience loves it. It's increased the engagement across everything I do. And you can get a free demo when you go to community.com. Just like it sounds, community.com. Check it out.